3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yes, yes, yes. We are doing well. We are in the, what are we in? The lull, I guess, between the rainstorms. And they're just going to be with us for the next few days. It's just that simple. Even though it's not raining right now, it will be raining a little bit later on, and we'll deal with it, all right? Because next week is looking nice. Talking about sunny and highs each day, right around 80. I'll take that. But these are good days as well. Ryan Hudson, who's an old friend of mine, we both served on the Hanover County Community Services Board together. Ryan is now an elected member of the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, represents the Mechanicsville area. He's going to be with us at 4:05 because his constituents in Mechanicsville have been impacted by the very latest disaster at the Richmond City Water facility. And it's leading a lot of us to say maybe it's time for those of us in Hanover County or those of you in Henrico County to just disconnect from the city. Say thanks, we're going elsewhere. I think that's probably the way to go. Elon Musk has disconnected. He said, hey, I was here heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, never actually a federal government agency, but I was here with a special appointment from the president. It always had a start date. It always had an end date. We're at the end date, and I'm leaving. Now, of course, the left has spun that in so many different ways, and thank goodness the White House has been consistent in saying this was always for this period of time. It's just that simple. Now, these judges that are out of control, that's another story. And it does seem to be that that's become the weapon from the left. You know that Brian Maloney is the media equalizer. Brian joins us every week and gives us the insight, analyzes stuff. Brian has been around this game for such a long time and really, I say it each time, I'll say it again, he's just a brilliant guy, and we're fortunate to have him jump in and take some of this apart and explain it to us. Brian, thank you for being here, sir. Now, after I said all that nice stuff about Brian,
Oh, hey there.
There
you know
he
what?
Is.
I had my microphone turned off while I was listening to you say all kinds of things there, and I neglected to. I thought I had it, you know, back on, and you know. So nice. You are not at fault.
Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness, my God, because the fact that I'm not at fault, that doesn't happen all that often. Normally, it is.
I know, like you probably get blamed for things all day long. You know, it's like, you know.
Well. I still believe all the things I said about you, and I'm still grateful that you are here. And I want you to give us your sense as Elon Musk says, thanks. I've concluded my work here. Good, bad, or indifferent. Did we get anything from DOGE?
You know, I think I've always had a different view than most people on, you know, my side of the spectrum on the right about all of it. I always thought that Trump should have started with tax cuts and making the tax cuts permanent while he had that 90-day window. It's a lot harder to get any of that done now, as we are seeing. So I wanted some other things front-loaded. And the reason why I differed from other people on this is that Reagan tried the same thing and got the same result, you know, 40 years earlier. And so I was looking more toward history. And I think people had a lot, much bigger expectations about what DOGE would be doing than what was. You know, people get mad at me when I kind of put this perspective out there, but you know, the bottom line here is that if we don't make those tax cuts permanent, our economy is in serious trouble. I don't think people realize how much their taxes will go up if we don't make those cuts permanent. I don't think people have done the math. You're not going to want to see what happens. And we've got some really awful rhino senators in there who are sticking it to him any way they can. And we're seeing. So I think, you know, when you first start on January 20th, as we talked about, you know, you have a lot of leeway. Yeah. And that leeway dissipates a little every day, and we're now at a point where there's a lot less leeway.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great point. We look at the numbers. I mean, I've seen numbers, thousands and thousands of dollars is what most of us are looking at if these tax cuts are not made permanent, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I haven't seen really anyone emphasize so far and really get the message out how badly it would hurt the average working person if we had to go back to our previous tax system. Working Americans would be very, very unhappy to see their tax bills going up by thousands and thousands, because, you know, we've already seen the cost of living has gone beyond what anyone I know can afford anymore.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you name it, we're getting crushed.
So we
have to have that passed, and look at the shenanigans going on in Congress as we try to move it through. I mean, you've seen the sneaky tactics that are being used.
Tell me about what's going on in the Senate, Brian. And before you do that, let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us as he does each and every week. You need to be following him on Facebook. Look for Media Equalizer. This one big, beautiful bill came through the House. It seemed that there were a whole bunch of people that hated it, a whole bunch of people that liked it, a whole bunch of people who said, well, you know, it is what it is. It's the best we're going to get. Now it's over in the Senate. What exactly are they doing? What sort of machinations?
Forgive the interruption there, but that's the problem. You just named it, the machinations of, you know, where you end up with a different bill every hour and nobody knows what's in it right now. So, you know, if I were to dig in there and see where it's at now, an hour later, it would be a different story. So you know how sneaky all of it is, and the things that get added and removed in the middle of the night, you know, so that's the problem. We don't know where we're at. And, you know, it has to be a very, very frustrating situation to be sitting there trying to figure out what in the world is going to be the end result.
Is it still possible for the White House to get out in front? This is something you have been very concerned with. You just mentioned it again, that they've got to make clear to everybody that if, in fact, these tax cuts aren't made permanent, that's part of this one big, beautiful bill. If they're not made permanent, then you can reach deep into that empty pocket and realize you're going to have even less because your taxes will go up $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Well, and that's exactly what you and I have talked about so many times since January, and that there is an issue there with messaging and, you know, what isn't being said, and a lack of focus. And this is the one issue I would be zeroing in on right now. I mean, there's one other, and that's the judicial insurrection, and you are hearing about that. But this one you're not hearing about, and that's a problem. I mean, I would be out there with charts and graphs and you know, be talking to the average American worker about what will happen if this thing doesn't pass the way we need it to. What will happen to your tax bill? You will be crying. And that's a powerful message that isn't being made.
You have said all along, and more and more people, maybe behind the scenes, are agreeing with you, hopefully publicly a little bit more. But you have said from the very beginning, the real strength of Donald Trump is out there at the rallies with people. Yes, he's got the great business mind, and he can get stuff done and hammer out deals and all the other good stuff. We're not taking anything away, but you've said it over and over. His strength is out at those rallies. And would I be wrong in saying that's where he should be right now? Rallies with some of those PowerPoints saying,
well,
hey,
that's
gang, you got to take a look at this. Your average bill is going up $3,800. There it is. Those are the numbers. Now, what are we going to do?
Well, and that's exactly right. I think that you've absolutely nailed it there. What we've had happen instead is there are some people who have his ear, whose job it is to simply confuse him all day long and with agendas that are nefarious and are designed to keep him insulated or isolated from everyone else, especially the voter. So, you know, that kind of situation, there are some bad actors around him right now that have penetrated the inner circle and are doing him wrong. And the answer to it is exactly what you just said. When you pull him out of that and you get him back to where he was last year every single day, I think that it fixes itself. It really does.
Yeah. All right, predictions, and I hate predictions, and that's why I don't do them. However, you don't have the out. Prediction here. When does this bill get out of the Senate and make its way to the president's desk?
That is really hard to say because I just don't think, and the other thing is maybe it does make it through, but not in a recognizable form that anyone would want to sign, you know? So that's a problem. I think rather than guess on when, the thought would be on what. What? Signing what?
Well,
and that's bad. That's the bad part.
That's a bad part. And as you pointed out so many times, we got a couple of people who are at least wearing that Republican team jersey that will do anything and everything they can to kneecap this president. It's disgusting. But
well, that's exactly right. And as I've said, some of them have wormed their way is a better way to put it, or slithered their way into very, very close. You know, sometimes people get huffy. I point that out. People, why are you sowing division and, it's whatever. It's no. Call out the snakes because they're doing a lot of damage. And just because somebody works their way that high up the ladder does not mean they are our friends. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough thing for some people to swallow. They want to idolize some of these people. And I'm telling them, some of these people their agenda is certainly not America first. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Brian, please remind everybody where they can follow Brian Maloney.
Yeah, you bet. Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
Love it. Thank you for being here, sir. That is Brian Maloney. You should be following him over on Facebook. Look for Media Equalizer on Facebook. Look for Red Wave America on Facebook. And, of course, each and every Friday Eve, Brian is kind enough to join us on this program. Brian and I go back, it's got to be 30-some-odd years. And Brian, before he was in the political world, was a great talk show host. I mean, one of the best talk show hosts. And he put some of his talk radio stuff on hold so as to help out with areas like this, to absolutely do things that are good for America. He's an America First guy. It is 3:47. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.